Let's see how sexy, crazy, and cool we can be on this episode of 90s Tunes Podcast with Lena and Avery.
Or how cool, sexy, or crazy, or maybe most popular, crazy, sexy, cool, as TLC has said.
I'm just lucky I got those three words out.
So we're doing TLC's album, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, from 1994.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who didn't realize that or doesn't know the name or... Yeah, so TLC started in 1990 in Atlanta. There was a teenager named Crystal Jones, and there was a record producer who wanted to start an all-girl hip-hop group. She ended up leaving, but joined was Tion Watkins, T-Boz, Lisa Lopez, Left Eye. Her name is Crystal Jones, so TLC. She left, but then Rosanda Thomas came, who's Chili. She kept with the C to keep the name TLC. She either left or they asked her to leave. I don't know. And so in 1991, that's when Chili was signed. TLC, as we know it, becomes TLC.
Okay.
Their first album, I was on the fence. This one, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, I didn't know either of them, was on the TLC tip in 1992. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, What About Your Friends? This was the time that they wore condoms on their clothes. Severing a Bell? I forgot about that.
No.
They used to like pin condoms to their clothes. You don't remember that?
No. Well, probably I didn't remember it because I don't think I saw it because I wasn't a huge TLC fan at the time.
Me either, but that like rang a bell. I'm like, oh yeah. But I forgot all about that. It did well. They opened for MC Hammer on their first tour, which is kind of awesome, especially that time, right? Like, that's big.
Yeah.
Actually, T-Boz ended up being hospitalized. She has sickle cell anemia, and they stopped the tour. They stayed in the hospital, like, with her. Well, stayed with her. I don't know if they, like... At this time, Left Eye, rising, NFLer, but also Canadian, used to play for the Toronto Argonauts.
Huh.
Everyone knows. Most people know this story, right? Actually, in 93, she filed for assault charges, said he was beating her. In 1994, she lit his new shoes on fire. She put them in the bathtub, filled the tub with lighter fluid, and threw a match in, and it ended up in the mansion being set on fire. The result, she's arrested. She got 5 years of probation and a $10,000 fine. They actually ended up reconciling and dating on and off for the next 7 years. And then 1994 was also Crazy, Sexy, Cool was released. But here's kind of the thing. That they were pretty big then. In 95, they had to file for bankruptcy. They had the medical bills. They were paying her insurance and her fines. And they just had a crappy deal from their management.
Oh, they had a hugely crappy deal. Like, I saw a video on it, how much they made after their tour on this album.
Yeah.
And they just got ripped right off. Like, the amount that they got out of a year of touring is just really disrespectful. Everybody else made money except for those three.
And they spent it, their management. And yeah. I heard they got less than $50,000 a year.
Yeah, I think it was I thought it was around 35.
Yeah, that is less than $50,000. They only got 56 cents per record, per album sold. So they had to divide that by three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ended up renegotiating their contract, but the management ended up getting future royalties from future songs. But they were able to, I guess they bought back their songs.
Oh, hey, good for them.
I don't know the whole ins and outs, but they were big at that time to be bankrupt. Like,
yeah,
that's,
it's huge.
Surprising. Like... Yeah, and then like after this, there were lots of singles, performances. Their third album was in 1999, Fan Mail. No scrubs. Later that year, Lopez, Left Eye, she wrote an article. I forget what newspaper, Washington Post or something. Let's just go with that. I forget what paper. Kind of saying, hey, let's all have a competition and the three of us will do a solo albums and put them together in one box set. She called them player, hater. Like, she was not very nice. They end up somehow reconciling. They didn't do that. She was like, and then the winner gets $1.5 million. But they settled it. She did do a solo album, and then they started recording their fourth album. Unfortunately, in 2002, this is when Left Eye died in a car crash in Honduras. Yeah,
I did not know that.
No, I guess there was no drugs or alcohol involved, even though she had been abused alcohol since she was 15. But I guess she just swerved to hit a truck and then swerved back and came into an oncoming car or something like that. But she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Nobody else died, but she did, wasn't wearing her seatbelt. Now, TLC still did performances. They took a hiatus. They had TV biography. They had a greatest hits album in the UK. They were on American Idol, still doing tours. In 2015, they had a Kickstarter for their fifth album, and they got enough money. They got it from like some stars. I remember like New Kids on the Block did a bunch. And they did petition Left Eye's brother to let them use some of her previously unused material. But they ended up not. He said yes, and they ended up not using it. Yeah, I also have to go back to that car crash. I guess 2 weeks before that, her entourage was involved in a car crash where a Honduras boy was killed.
Oh.
I guess she ended up like holding him, but he ended up dying. It was a really sketchy part of the highway, and he crossed the meridian, and everyone kind of agreed it was just a horrible accident, nothing, no charges or anything.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that was two weeks before she, and I think she was in Honduras when she had the car crash. But
okay,
that's kind of a quick overview of TLC. Now the album. Did you know this album?
No, I had no clue about this. Well, I knew it was an album, but I've never listened to it before.
Me either. It's been on my list for a while. Do you remember when we had Danny and Pam on? And yeah. I was like, which album should I do? And I showed them one. Both of them were like, oh, I had that album. I did not. I don't think I ever heard it. I think I only know their radio hits. And like the names on this album, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to call him, Babyface, Jermaine Dupri, Busta Rhymes, and the most surprising one, CeeLo Green is a background singer on Waterfalls with, I forget what the group is that he's in, and he like, I'm just connected to, they call them, oh, I forget, like a group, but yeah, he's in the background singing, okay. Which is kind of awesome. Yeah, and I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I would never have thought that he was a background or backing vocals. So
I guess he was sitting around one day and they're like, hey, can you sing?
Did he just like, fuck you?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, I don't think not at that time. So this is I want to call it almost a concept album with all the intro ludes, intermission lude.
Yes. That was probably the least enjoyable part of the album.
It reminded me of Destiny's Child.
Yeah, where the songs themselves are really good. And then you have this, and it pulls away from the album, I found.
Yep, yep. But I do keep singing Crazy, Sexy, Cool, like they do in one of their interludes, or a lot of times, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. I can't sing. I do like in one of the interludes, they reference the year in 94. Love when bands do that. Love when that happens. Oh, I also heard them described as not just New Jack Swing, because that was a kind of like Belle Biv DeVoe and that kind of, but they called them New Jill Swing. Just to throw that out. I think that was more than ooh and the TLC tip, but it was a funny term that I wanted to get out. What songs did you know?
Waterfalls.
Yeah.
And Waterfalls.
You didn't know Creep?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
I guess Creep. It's about cheating on a cheater, and it was kind of controversial, and Left Eye said she was going to wear a black tape over her mouth for the video, but went against it. Yep. And there's been some covers. Nick Carter and Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block covered it in a 90s kind of tour. Wayne Newton did a version. Zendaya did a version. Also talking about covers, Bette Midler does a version of Waterfalls in 2015.
Okay.
Also, this references or almost sounds like they rip off a McCartney song called Waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this song? This song?
No, I didn't know the McCartney either.
The first, he says, don't go jumping waterfalls. Please keep to the lake. People who jump waterfalls sometimes can make mistakes. But
okay.
Very similar. He seemed a bit annoyed, but didn't like soothe them or anything. Just seemed a little annoyed, but whatever. And there is a cover on this song. If I Was Your Girlfriend is a Prince song from 1987.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Me either. I listen to his. Amazing. And I'm not always loving Prince songs, I gotta say. I know he's so revered, but I don't love every Prince song. His version was, it was a pretty awesome song. I don't know why this, it wasn't a bigger song. Theirs is kind of R&B-ish. His is a little more funky, but it's, they do a good, like they do a very similar sounding cover. You know, it's okay. Not like yeah. out there to, you know, like it, they hadn't changed it much is what I'm trying to yeah. say. Also, I was listening to Switch and I'm like, what are they referencing? And it said Rapper's Delight, didn't get that. And I'm like, Mr. Big Stuff by Gene Knight. Think about it. Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? I don't know. And that, do you know the song no. Switch at least?
No. Okay. I listened to it, but I didn't know it before this.
Yeah. But if you listen to Mr. Big Stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Kick Your Game is referring to Lopez's boyfriend, the footballer whose name, Andre, whose name I forgot.
Yeah.
Also, there was an article by Bruce Pollock who called this Chick Hop. Like, 90s was so funny. Like Jill, what was it? New Jill Swing and Chick Hop. Like, yeah. Then there were some, I'm going to say it, kind of forgettable songs. Like, they went with the whole theme of the album, but kind of Take Your Time, I Kind of Forget. Case of the Fake People, I can't even list. Like, I can't even remember that song at this point. But they weren't bad. They just, yeah. But there was some really good ones. Like, they're two, Creep, Waterfalls, of course. Digging on You, that was a pretty good song. Red Light Special was okay. Kind of slow, but it kind of went with the whole, like, sexy vibe.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you're right about the interludes, especially the one where she ends up flushing the toilet at the end. She's, like, sex talking, like,
yeah,
sex, like, phone calls this guy, and then, I don't know, it just, it was weird. Everything else was kind of crazy. I guess that's the crazy.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. I can see that.
Sexy cool. How did you feel about this album?
I think I already said it. I think the album flowed really nice into one song and another. But for those three, they're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such unique voices.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhat disappointing to hear other voices on the album, and it sort of took away from it for me.
The men's voices, men's rapping. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like, I didn't need Busta Rhymes on this album.
No. Nope.
And it's not that Busta Rhymes is bad or anything. And same as, like, P. Diddy or Fife.
Yep.
Like, I just didn't need those guys on the album. I thought it took away from it a little bit.
Especially to start off with one of them in the interlude, which is kind of a fun name. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was hoping just to hear them, because I knew Waterfalls, and it's very catchy, and so I was hoping to hear more of them, and once I didn't hear that, like, right off the bat, it sort of, like, took me away from the album right away.
Good point. You're right. Yeah. It was almost like to give them, I'm going to say something that's going to sound kind of out there, to give them validity back in the 90s, you had to, like, they felt like they had to have a man on there.
Yeah, I wonder if it would be different if this was recorded now.
There might be more. I think it would be. There would still be men, like collaborations and some men rap.
I get collaborations, but like I said, I just felt like it took away from those three.
What I do love about TLC is Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Her rapping is very, it's almost like they don't need a collab with with someone else because she has that unique voice. Like they all do, but you often there'd be a male rapper that would come onto a song, especially nowadays. But you didn't need that because she has her own unique rap. Yeah. You know her when, well, you can pick, I can pick her out anywhere. I've seen videos about like, oh, when they play her part on the radio and people like dancing to it. Okay. And just, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I chose it because it was.
Me too.
There'll be a couple of songs I'll like put on my rotation to listen to. I don't, Waterfalls comes up enough. Like tonight when we went for our drive, we turned on the car, Waterfalls, even though we had listened to it on our own half an hour ago. I don't need to look up Waterfalls. That's just going to come. That's a pretty popular song. Creep, I hear every now and then. I actually listen to a podcast, Queen's podcast, and they often will sing this song together if someone, they're talking about someone being creepy. Sometimes I didn't get through the whole CD before I had to leave or something, and I kind of forgot Switch because it's the second last song.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot how good it was until I re-listened today. I'm like, yeah, that song's really good. I encourage you to listen to If I Was Your Girlfriend by Prince. I wondered if I Was Your Boyfriend by Justin Bieber is like a response to this song. I don't know. I can't say that it is. It just makes me wonder. Digging on You was probably like the name of that song shows how the vibe of that song, I think. Digging on You.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of these songs could be on for Sexy Time. Not the album, though, because then you'd have those
interludes.
Yeah, but you know, and I don't know if Waterfalls would like, but yeah, anyway, but there's some songs that could be.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they're probably, it was probably played in some bedrooms. It made me, I went back and kind of listened today just to Ooh on the TLC tip. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but it made me curious, which, and that sounded more early 90s rap than this.
Okay.
This is a whole other vibe. And I will now listen to Fan Mail. I think I only know No Scrubs. I think that's the only song I know on that, which has a different sound than these songs.
Okay.
We might do that song one day too.
Maybe.
So how did it chart?
Well, I should do my Canadian Connection.
Oh, yeah. I did mine. Didn't care about yours.
Yeah. So this song, or Waterfalls, was played at the 1995 MTV Movie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Winner of Best Kiss at the Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Lauren Holly and Jim Carrey.
Oh, for Dumb and Dumber. Okay, yeah.
Jim Carrey also won Best Comedic Performance and Best On-Screen Duo, Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves for Speed.
Oh.
So Keanu Reeves, another fellow Canadian. So
we need to start getting a connection more with him, too.
I think we've been seeing a lot more Keanu Reeves connections lately. So
yep, so we'll something to keep on our radar when we're looking.
So usually I don't get, well, sometimes I do get into the singles on the charting. And Waterfalls, I'm going to tell you this. Canadian Top Singles, number 9. Canadian Dance Urban Hits, number 4, which is not surprising. I'm surprised it wasn't number 1, but it was also number 16 on the Canadian Adult Contemporary Hits.
Hmm.
So I was surprised to see that it there.
Now, I have a little memory of Waterfalls. You might remember. You're involved. I remember when we first started dating and we were like parting ways one day. One of us was going to work. I think you were going. And you're just like, remember, don't go chasing waterfalls, which you still kind of do every now and then. But I think that was like part of why I married you.
Okay, good.
Not because I love TLC so much, but it was just so random and out there. It's random for you to like be listening to TLC. Not that you were listening, but it's just like I did not expect that. I expected a little now, more from you now. But yeah, that's just my memory of this song, or at least.
Yeah.
Just so I still got that out there. Sorry,
I still got some more charting facts
about Waterfalls.
No, of this whole album.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole album reached number 6 on the Canadian Top Albums CDs.
Number 6,
and it went it went 8 times platinum with 800,000 albums sold in Canada. So pretty impressive there. I think that's a big one for Canada. 800,000.
Yeah, it did well.
It did very well.
I know they're still around today, but I think without Lisa Lopez, I think they'd be missing something. I don't, her unique rap.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just kind of curious. I know they came to Calgary, I think, last year, and they're still touring. Okay, but
yeah, they were for Stampede or something, weren't they?
I think so, but yeah. But anyway, it was out. It was kind of different. We had not heard this album. I had never listened to it. Wasn't sure if I'd like it. Back in the day, I didn't really like Waterfalls or Creep.
I'm glad you picked it, though. It was a good pick.
good to expand our horizons. And next week,
we have
Navy Blues with
Ken and Rob. Yeah, Ken and Rob from Sloanecast. Sloanecast are going to be on. And yeah, like you said, we're going to talk about Navy Blues by Sloan.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak peek. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's going to be a long episode. There's a lot of talking.
There's a lot of passion for Sloan from them.
And they are great. It was great to have them on the podcast.
Yeah. So listen next week.